This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. A government whistleblower who says his early warnings about the outbreak of the coronavirus were ignored says America's window for getting ready for a resurgence is rapidly closing. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Appearing before a House panel, Dr. Rick Bright says his early virus preparedness concerns were dismissed. Among other things, he's worried about efforts to develop a vaccine.
We need to have a strategy and plan in place now to make sure that we can not only fill that vaccine, make it, distribute it, but administer it in a fair and equitable plan.
The White House has set up Operation Warp Speed to do that. And President Trump is disputing Bright's belief that it'll take longer than a year and a half to develop a vaccine.
I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. And I think distribution will take place almost simultaneously.
He's calling Bright an angry and disgruntled employee. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released a set of guidelines for reopening the U.S. economy. But as AP's Mike Gracia reports, they are a severely abridged version of a previous document.
Elements of the long-awaited reopening guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were released Thursday. The CDC posted 6 one-page decision tool documents designed to help organizations before they reopen. The guidance that was released is for workplaces, schools, camps, child care centers, mass transit systems, bars, and restaurants. The CDC-authored document for churches and other religious facilities wasn't posted. The CDC guidance was drafted more than a month ago, but the Associated Press reported last week it was initially shelved by the Trump administration. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.